Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on? King Jewel 23 here. On this Thursday night here in the city of Atlanta. I want to talk about something here because I think this has been misconstrued for a long time. And I'm going to go over both sides of the argument. It's about judging others. Talk about this, man. I spoke to a friend of mine who was going back and forth about judging others, and I asked him. I said, "Well, if somebody was molesting children, is that right or wrong?" And this is exactly what he said. He said, "It's absolutely wrong, but if we called it out, it's still judging people." See, that type of attitude has gotten transgenders in the church. That type of thinking has gotten pedophiles all up in the pulpit, right? Well, first of all, Christianity has destroyed the black man, woman, and child completely. But we'll digress. Let's just go with the church and the inside of the church. Why do you think there's so much homosexuality in Christianity today? I'm just trying to tell you something about that, right? Why do you think Eddie Long was so profound? He was doing what he was doing for years, right? Why do you think sex trafficking involves the church as well? And I'm telling you right now, this is where we have to, as children of Yah, we have to call out bullshit We have to call out evil. We have to call out darkness. We have to call it out. And that's the problem with the society in 2023. Nobody wants to call it out. Everybody wants to have peace. And unfortunately, we're not in a peaceful world. This world will never be peaceful. This world will never have peace and kumbaya. There will always be conflict. Look at what's going on around the world. Wars and bombings and killings everywhere. I'm here to tell you, you can't be with that Christian spirit and you think you're going to take office with Yah. I'm telling you. You cannot take office. I'm going to say that again. You cannot take office with Yah. And you're not willing to call out evil. And I'm going to break things down in a little bit. But before I go into that, I have heard about the situation. And I told you there's life in the air, there's life in the water. And all of a sudden now, this whole situation in Las Vegas where this Latino man saw an 8-foot alien, and people are really saying, "Oh, that's fake. They laughing at him. And I'm telling you guys, man, 90 to 95% of people are not going to fucking get it. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe that man. I believe that gentleman. I believe he saw what he saw. There's even police officers that was even recorded saying that I saw the same thing that he saw. I saw some type of ship or some type of light up in the air. There's life in the air, man. Why do you think the CIA and these government agencies now are hiring people to hide this stuff from you? Because they know they're coming. See, it's going to be an event. I don't know when the event is going to happen, but it's going to be an event where people are going to see this live, and it cannot be denied. It cannot be denounced. It cannot be none of this stuff. This is going to have to be the truth. People are going to have to tell the truth about what's going on in the air. People are going to tell the truth what's going on in the water. And I'm telling you, I told you this a long time ago. There's life in the air. There's life in the water. We need to start respecting Yah. We need to start respecting his air. We need to start respecting his water. Because now he's going to let the Luciferians, he's going to let the demigods, he's going to let the fallen angels take over this bitch. I'm telling you. See, right now, everybody think it's still funny, it's still hilarious, it's still, oh man, ha ha, man, that's so fake, man, damn, that's a good Photoshop, ho ho ho, ho, drink, smoke, screw. See, everybody still think this is a fucking joke, man, but I'm telling you, when Yah gives Satan permission, because first of all, Satan can't do anything without the Most High. Satan can't do anything without Yahweh. We're gonna say this again. Satan cannot do anything without Yahweh. But people still think it's a damn joke. So when Yahweh still had enough of this crap and have enough of these people's shit, and it's mostly Judah, we still haven't learned nothing. We still talking about some damn reparations. When are we gonna fucking get it? That Deuteronomy 28 is real. Read Deuteronomy 28, black folks, but black folks don't want to read. Black folks want their pastor to read to them and give them a fake ass hope, and they go off their hope high. We're giving you this realism high. We're giving you this realism. We are no longer going to sit up here and give you bullshit. This is real shit. And like I said, again, there's life in the water. There's life in the air, man. We're going to have to start respecting Yah, man. We don't respect Yah enough, man. We treat Yah like he's a fucking joke, man. But I'm here to tell you, man, he's not a joke. I'm here to tell you guys today he's not a joke, man. I'm here to tell you guys today that he is not to be played with. I'm telling you guys here today that he is... I am who I am. I am Alpha and Omega. Not no Jesus Christ, not God, because he tells us in his word not to worship gods. So why would he try to call himself a god? Jesus is Caesar Borgia, a flaming homosexual who had sex with the same painter that painted the depiction of the so-called Most High. Yes, we are going to talk today, man. We are talking today. Judging. And I want to go into the word here. Hold on for one moment. I want to go into the word. Just hold on for one moment. There you go. I want to go into Matthew chapter 7. And this is what Christians thrive off of. I'm going to give you both sides. Okay, of this argument. And we're going to give you the right way of this argument. We're going to give you Yah's way of this argument. Okay? This is what Christians are going off of. Do not judge or you will be judged. For the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Okay, now I'm going to tell you something right now. The way the Most High really put that word out is this. We all fall short of the Most High every single day. Every single day we're doing something that's not pleasing to Yah. Every single day, even the children of Yah, you know, let's just like your parents, right? Let's keep it 100, just like your parents. Every single day when you was a child, you did something that mom and dad had to yell at you about. Hey, stop coming in and out of my house. Hey, stop wasting all this food. Hey, stop doing this. Hey, stop doing that, right? This is almost every single day of your childhood. You're going to get yelled at by your parents, by you doing something because you are in a child's mindset, correct? It's the same thing with Yah. The same thing. Now, what he means by that is this. If a young girl gets pregnant at an early age, she didn't please the Most High. She fell short of the Most High. That is very, very true. But at the same time, when she needs grace, you need to give her grace, because the same way she got pregnant at an early age, another woman is out here sucking 3 or 4 ding-a-lings every single day. Come on now, let's talk. The same whorish behavior that the woman who's sucking 3 or 4 ding-a-lings is the same behavior that got that young woman pregnant. So guess what? One's not better than the other. This is why the last part of this scripture speaks volumes. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye? That means, why are you looking at the fault of your brother? But you're doing the same exact thing your brother is doing. You just are more sneaky about it. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? That means you got things going on with you too. That means you fell short of the Most High as well. But you don't want to reveal that. You don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about your brother and your brother's fault. That way you don't have to be talked about. See, that's judging. See, when you humble another, say, listen, I have done the same things as a kid. I've done the same things as a young man. And yes, you fell short of the Most High. But come on, I'm going to pick you up, because you're going to be all right. Because the same way I turned out to be okay after I did all this, you're going to be okay as well. That's what it means by judging. Now, let's go to Ephesians 5 and 11. Okay? Ephesians 5 and 11. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness. Let's do this again. Do not participate. Do not be a partner in the unfruitful deeds of darkness. But instead, even expose them. Let's say that one more time. Ephesians 5 and 11. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. You have a duty as a child of Yah to call out evilness, to call out unfruitful deeds of darkness. You are responsible. When you see something, you say something. Okay? Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 3, 18 and 19. We're going back to Ephesians 5 and 11. We're going to go back to that. But for right now, we're going to go to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Let's read. So when I say to the wicked person, you are about to die, and if you do not warn or instruct that wicked person that his behavior is wicked, so he can live, that wicked person will die in his sin. But I will hold you, listen to this, but I will hold you responsible for his death. Let's go over that again, because this is what Christians are sitting up here talking about. Well, don't judge and yet be judged. No, that's BS. That's not but an excuse to go into your mess. Okay, we're gonna do this again. So when I say to a wicked person, you're about to die, and if you do not warn or instruct that wicked person that his behavior is wicked, so he can live, that wicked person will die in his sin. But I will hold you responsible for his death. If you warn the wicked person, and he does not repent of his wickedness or of his wicked behavior, he will die in his sin, but you will have saved your own life. Okay, so let's go back to the last part of this. That was 18. I'm gonna go to 19 in a minute. But the last part of 18 says, and if he does not repent after you warn him of his behavior, if he does not repent of his wickedness or of his wicked behavior, he will die in his sin, but you will have saved your own life. So Yah is telling you right now that if you see a pedophile That if you see people doing wicked shit, you see a homosexual doing homosexual shit, and if you see it and you do not say anything about it, you put curses on yourselves. Why you think Christians always live hand to mouth? Let's talk about it for a moment. Why do Christians, since Jesus Christ is your savior, since Jesus Christ is the end all be all, right? Why do Christians always gotta beg the most? Let's talk about that. Why do Christians beg the most? Why do Christians live foot to ass? Why do Christians always got to ask and ask and ask and always be dead last in every damn thing? Why? Because there are curses put upon Christians because they are failing to what? Expose the wickedness and not warn of wickedness. This is why we have so many homosexuals in the church. They are not only in the church, they are participating in the music. Do you understand that the music is spiritual? Let's talk, man. See, people want to sit up there talking about, well, it's not up to you to judge. But see, if I see the wickedness, the Most High tells me I have to call it out or curses will be put upon me. Come on. Let's go to 19. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly have savage wolves. You will know them by their fruit. Grapes are not gathered from thorns, or figs from tassels, are they? So the Most High is telling you, all these pastors sitting up here talking about you can't judge that person, and you can't call that person out, and you doing wrong yourself, and you falling short of Jesus Christ yourself. The Most High says in Ezekiel 18 and 19 that if you do not call out wickedness and you see wickedness, you can kill your own self by not calling it out. Come on, man. Let's go back to Ephesians 5 and 11. Do not participate in unfruitful deeds of darkness. Come on, man. How many times you have seen your family members doing a wicked shit? Come on, man. How many times you seen your family members doing some underhanded shit, man? Come on, we all have. How many times have you seen your friends in some real wicked shit? Because you don't want to say anything, because you don't want to ruin that friendship. You just put a curse on yourself. See, we got to get this right, man. And I'm so tired of hearing people saying, well, only God can judge me. First of all, he's not God, number one. See, we got so much shit going on. We got so much bullshit going on right now, man. He's not a God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is I am who I am. He is Yahweh. That's who can judge you. But the Most High even said that if you see something, you need to expose it if it's in darkness. And if you do not call it out, if you don't call out wickedness out for what it is, do you know it's curses been put upon you? Why you got so many Christians out here? We're going to talk about Christians for a moment. Why you got so many Christians out here that are sick? We ask the church to pray for sister so-and-so and so. We ask the church to pray for brother so-and-so and so. They're going through a bad health crisis. You know, the last 4 or 5 months, they've been going through it. They've been in and out of the hospital because the fact that the Most High may have put curses upon them. The Most High may have put curses on them and saying, since you don't want to call out this bullshit the way I want you to call it out, I'm going to take your health away. I'm going to take your relationship with your children away. I'm going to take away your ability to make money. I'm going to take away your ability to be prosperous. I'm going to take away your ability to do this, that, or third, the thing that you enjoy. I'm going to take away that ability because you saw evilness and because you wanted to be friends with that particular person. And because you wanted to be with a certain group or you want to be a part of this certain organization. You did not call it out. So now my curse is being put upon you. Come on. Let's talk, and I really don't want to call this person out like that, but we're gonna call the way we see it. Look at Deion Sanders. Ooh. Look at Deion. Now, as a football player and a football coach, he's top notch. I'm not saying anything about him as a football coach or a football player. He's a great player. He's a great coach. I'm not saying anything about him in football. But why is he having all these health issues? Why has he not been able to take care of these health issues? And you know what the Most High did? You know what the Most High did? Took the one thing that he valued the most, his speed, his agility. He took a couple of toes away from him. And now we're hearing that his health scare may even evolve taking a whole foot off. See, you get to look at what happened behind the scenes for this stuff to happen. You don't know what Deion Sanders saw behind the scenes that he didn't call it out. You don't know what is going behind that man's behind closed doors in his house. That he is seeing certain things, but he's not saying anything because he wants everything to be what all right. He wants favor from this person. He wants to be liked by that person. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You don't know what kind of evil he has saw. Let me tell you something. When you have that much money, when you have that much clout, when you have a name attached to you, you are going to be invited to certain parties. You're going to be invited to certain meetings, and you're going to see different types of evil. You are going to see that. But see, we think that, the Lord has been good to you. You're so blessed. You're absolutely right. You've been blessed by Satan because Satan only blesses. The Most High gives favor. Again, what is favor? Favor is the ability to pay your bills. Favor is the ability to have certain relationships. Favor is the ability to have food in your belly every single day. Favor is the ability that you wake up every single morning with your right mind. You know how many people woke up this morning and don't even know who the hell they are? And they got money in the bank. Let's talk about that again. You got some people right now that woke up this morning and don't even know who the fuck they are. And these people got money in the bank. They got generational wealth. They got the bag and don't even know who the hell they are. And I don't mean in spirit. I mean literally. They don't know who the hell they are. They probably woke up and were like, who the hell am I? Oh yeah, oh yeah. We had to talk about this. So when you talking about, God blessed you so much, you know, yeah, the God of the Baphomet. The Baphomet is a God of both sexes, male and female. Yeah, God blessed you. Yes, you're absolutely right. God did bless you, but it's not Yahweh. It's not Yah to him and his son Yahweh. It is not Alpha and Omega that gave you that blessing. Satan, the God of the Baphomet, gave you that blessing. Why you think these rappers and these actors, when they win awards, the first thing they say, I want to thank God for blessing me. Woo, come on, man. So you mean tell me somebody like Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion, even though she's a man, these two things or whatever the hell they are, They can go openly in these award shows and throw up the goat and talking about they devils, they witches and all that other stuff. And then they're talking about, God bless me so much. You got to think, man. Use your brain. Why are they saying these things? Because it's the God of the Baphomet. Yes, they are blessed beyond measure by the God of the Baphomet. But Yahweh is not going to bless you like that. Yahweh is going to give you just enough. I was talking to my father-in-law earlier today. I said, man, it seems like no matter how much you do, is you always need a little bit more. But I'm going to tell you something. That's Yahweh, man. Yahweh is not going to give you $30, $40 million in your bank account. Yahweh is not going to go out there and give you the big booty bitch. Yahweh is not going to give you the private planes and the Bugattis and the Balenciagas and the Guccis and the Versaces. He's not going to give you all that. He's going to give you just enough. He's going to give you just enough clothes on your back. He's going to give you just enough food in your belly. He's going to give you just enough gas to get where you're going. He's going to give you just enough money to keep you going. He's going to give you just enough. He's not going to give you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. He's not going to give you everything, man. He's not. That's what we got fucked up. And now all of a sudden, that's what we go to. Well, you can't judge me. Only God can judge me. Let me tell you something. He's not a God. He's not a God. First commandments is, the first law of the commandments is, do not put any other God before me. Right? Right? So why would he turn around and call himself a God? Do that make any fucking sense? That don't make a bit of lick of sense. We have to start going back to the very beginning. We have to understand who he is. We have to understand what he stands for. Yes, it's very, very true. You should not judge. Only the Most High is going to give final judgment. That is very, very true. But when somebody's in darkness, and if you are the light, it is your duty, it is your obligation to call it out. Ephesians 5 and 11. Do not participate in unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. The Most High is telling you is your duty. If you live for me, if you live for me, if you're my child, if you truly do love me, you're going to do the very best you can to live the right way. Yes, we're all going to fall short of the Most High. Yes, some of us are going to slip. Some of us is going to say certain things to certain people we shouldn't have said. Some people going to do certain actions that they shouldn't have not done. Yes, that is very, very true. We all going to fall short of the Most High. Yes, I grant you that. But there's a difference between making mistakes and then being evil. Why people in the church can't call out the homosexuality that's going on in the church right now? Why is homosexuality? Here's the thing. And I'm going to keep bringing it up, and I don't give a damn who keeps getting mad about it. I don't give a fuck who gets mad about it. I'm going to be honest with you. Why you have so many homosexuals, the first department they go is the music. Come on, man. Let's talk, man. Let's talk. Why you got stud drummers? Why you got sissy choir directors? And they all in the church. They go right to the music department because music is a spiritual thing. I could talk about Yahweh, but if there's a devil in that choir, the spirit of that song is going to turn. I I'm just telling you some real stuff, guys. Let's keep talking about it. The Spirit is going to turn on that song. The song is not going to have that potency that it's supposed to have. And again, going to church, church is you. We having church right now. As we speak, by Yahweh's word, we having church right now. If I'm talking about him and I'm bringing his word up and I'm going over scriptures and I'm doing this, that, and the third, we are having church. But let's go with the world gives us, right? When you have a homosexual choir director, when you have a stud drummer, when you have a homosexual that's singing these songs, the spirit of these songs, the potency of these songs has changed for the worse. That's why a lot of these Christians running around here screwing each other, men and women. Because inside of the church is not always right. Inside of the church has not been cleaned up. See, we have to be real today, man. I could be out here yelling and screaming and saying the Bible says this and the Bible says that and the word says that. We are breaking things down the way it's supposed to be broken down today. The Most High is telling me to calm down and really break things down from a spiritual perspective. You got women coming in there half naked. You going to church half ass naked. Some of you women don't even brush your damn teeth. You just got done sucking 3-4 ding-a-lings, and then you want to talk about praise them. Oh, the Lord is good all the time. All the time the Lord. Come on, for real. And we supposed to be bringing in souls with that type of mentality. Then you go up, it's choir time. Here comes a big ass faggot. Come on, y'all. Come on. One, two, three. Here comes a stud. Do 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 do. The whole spirit of that song, whatever they were gonna talk about, the whole spirit of that song got tainted because it's evil. Satan was the choir director in heaven. Why do you think the Most High had to cast him and a third of his angels down? This stuff is still going on today. It's still going on today. Satan is still controlling these choirs. I'm not saying if you're a homosexual, that's the end of you. If you repent, man, please repent. Please repent. Please repent for your own soul. Please repent for your own bloodline. But we're going to call it out the way it is. Why is the pastor a down low brother? Why we got so many Eddie Longs in the pulpit? Come on, man. Because Eddie Long ain't the only one that snuck around and got some dick. You got other pastors right now that's well known that are homosexual themselves. Don't you see that's a spirit? And then here comes, if you allow one sin, here comes another sin. And then here comes another sin. And here comes another sin. And then you got people who are pedophiles in the church. See, we're going to talk about all that. And if we see it, the Most High is telling us we are obligated to say something. Now we're not supposed to lose our lives and lose our health and go crazy over it. No, you're gonna call it out, and it is what the hell it is. And the Most High said, your life has been spared because you called it out. Why do you think there's so many curses in the church? And I'm not talking about curses inside the church. I'm talking about there's curses with the people that are members of the church. Why grandma can't get over? Why has grandma been going to the same church for 40, 50 years and could barely pay her rent? That's a curse because she saw something and didn't call it out. Come on. Why do you think people go in and out this church week after week? 1 week they saved, then the next week they go back being saved. Then they go back out and go do what they gotta do, and they go right back on Sunday and get saved again. And they come right back out and do the same thing. And I even saw a video. This is the guy I shoot. I even saw a video that this couple said, yeah, we're gonna go back next week and get right. And then they fall on their face and say, oh, next week we're gonna get right. Because they're playing the Most High for a fool. See, a lot of y'all think, these Christians really think that the Most High is stupid. He knows with your heart. He said in his word that he knew you before you came out the womb. So before you came out your mama's pussy, he already knew what you were going to do. What y'all going to do when this government saying, hey, listen, you can't discriminate against homosexuals. They want to come in and do this, that, and third, and blah, blah, blah. They're already doing it, but it's going to be a lot of homosexuals. It's going to be a lot of people doing a lot of wicked shit inside the church. What you going to do? I'm calling out all Christians right now. What y'all going to do? Are you going to stand there? Are you going to stand there and not say anything and continue the generational curses that's been put on you and been put on your family? Or are you going to call it out? Yeah, you're going to lose a lot of friends. Yeah, you may even lose your job. Woo, come on, let's talk. You may even lose your job. I lost plenty of jobs calling out bullshit. I lost plenty of opportunities. Because I called out bullshit. Me. I could have been in politics in my college. I could have been student body president. But because I called out bullshit the way I called it, they didn't want me there. I lost a lot of opportunities. I lost a lot. But you know what? Now looking back at it, the Most High got me when he got me right now. The Most High got me the way he got me right now. Let's talk about that, man. He got me the way he got me, man. He's saying that, yes, you were not able to be a multimillionaire. Yes, you wasn't able to do this and able to do that, but are you eating? Are you able to pay your bills? Is your son okay? Are you okay? Are you in a hospital? Are you facing death? No, you're not doing that. You are favored. So even though I wish I could have a little bit more money, even though I wish I had $1 million in the bank account, I still have to thank him. I still have to give him his glory. I have to give Yahweh his glory. I'm telling you right now, and this is not just going with Christians, this is with anybody. When you see evil called out, when you see BS going on called out, how many families have been cursed because nobody wants to say about nothing about Uncle Joe molesting children? Ooh, come on, man. I know what goes on in the black household. Uncle Joe's been a pedophile for the last 25, 30 years, should have been in jail. But because he helped grandma with her rent, but because he gives you a little bit of money on the side, you keep your mouth closed, and that's why your ass has been continued to be cursed. That's why your children are horrible. That's why you live in the worst conditions. You live foot to ass, mouth to ass, mouth to foot. You live in poverty. You live in the worst neighborhoods. You live in filth. All you, as soon as you walk out the door, you smell piss and vinegar. That is curses. Because you didn't call out bullshit the way you supposed to call it out. The Most High said, okay, since you don't want to call that out, here you go. You're going to have a horrible life. And then you wonder why, man, shit, man, that Bible, that man, that white man's book. See, because you didn't benefit from the Most High. You call that the white man's book, but the white man's book is telling you everything that you need to do. Woo! I know it's gonna piss some people off. I know it's gonna make people angry. I don't give a fuck who could get angry about it. That's the problem. Look at these damn schools. I have to watch closely about my son going to school. My son still go to school. That's true. But I have to pay attention. I have to look out. What are they really teaching my son? Why do you think they took the word out of the schools? And now they're putting what? Transgenders in there. Come on, man. They took the word out of the damn schools, and now here's all the homosexuals coming out. They want to read to your child how to bend over and take dick from the back. Come on, man. I won't let a heterosexual female teach my son about this shit. Might as well a faggot teach my son this shit. I'm going to teach him. I'm going to teach him about the birds and the bees. Why is that transgenders want to go and teach these kids so fucking bad? There's a spirit to that. There's a real spirit to that. So when I hear you can't judge me, that's bullshit. 1 Corinthians tells us that we can call out fallenness in the smallest of ways. So when I hear, why are you judging these transgenders? Go to Ephesians 5 and 11. Do not participate in unfruitful deeds of darkness. Why are you teaching our children about they could be any gender they want to be? Why are you teaching our children about homosexuality? Why are you teaching our children about fineness? The Most High said that a man that dresses like a woman dresses like a man, is an abomination to the Most High. That's why they had to take the word out of the schools. Now they're putting transgender and Pride Month in. Be very careful. Be very, 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 very careful about that. Be very, very careful of you accepting every fucking thing. And I'm talking about, and I'm gonna be honest. Don't get it twisted. You got some Northerners that will accept anything, but this is mostly a Southern thing, man. These are mostly Southern people that will accept any damn thing because they don't want to upset the masses. And the Most High said, since you don't want to upset the masses, since you upsetting me don't mean shit versus man, I'm going to give you curses. Your daughter's going to be a whore. Your son's going to be a thug. Your husband's going to leave you for another man or another woman. You will have bad luck. With every relationship you have from now on. Your family will disown you. Your family is going to look at you differently. I'm going to bring these curses upon you because you failed me. You failed. You failed as a child of Yah to call out evilness the way you're supposed to call it out. As for that, now I'm going to take your food stamps away. Now I'm going to take your wealth away. I'm going to take your job away. Now you have no money. Now you don't have anything to stand on. This is the Most High punishing our people because we failed him. We rather please man. Oh, you know, I don't want no trouble, sir. That same Bojangles spirit that has been killing our people for over 400 years, we're still doing it. I don't want no trouble. I just want to go by my day. I want to make my $100,000 every single year. I don't want no trouble. You chose $100,000 over the favor of Yah. And then you wonder why there's so many mass shootings. The Most High is clearing this place up, man. The Most High is clean. He is cleansing right now as we speak. Why you think you have all these wildfires going on? Why you think you got bad air quality? All this food being poisoned. All this water being poisoned, man. The Most High is cleansing this place because this place has to go down. That's why white folks are sitting up there talking about bring Trump back. Trump can't save you. Hell, Trump can't even save his fucking self. That's why Trump, when he gets back, man, things gonna be back to normal. Please. This is Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. A couple days ago, they had a pride parade at the White House. I want you to think about that for a moment. Think about that. They had a pride parade at the White House. This is why the Most High has to cleanse this place. Don't get me wrong, Dubai is going to get it. UK is going to get it. Russia is going to get it. China's going to get it. Canada is going to get it. Canada looks like they're getting it now. All these places, Australia's going to get it. Japan's going to get it. South Korea, North Korea, India. All these places are going to get it. But America has to be taken down first. America will go down first. I'm telling you guys, man. I'm going to say this again. America will go down first. And when America goes down, the world will continue to move. The world's not going to stop because the USA is done. It's not going to stop. The world's going to keep going. The world's going to continue to make trades. The world's going to continue to flow. Economy's going to continue to flourish in other places. So I'm telling you guys now. I'm telling you guys right now. You better get your soul right. I told people at my wife's funeral, and I'm going to close with this. You better get your lives together because this woman right here, 3 weeks ago, we thought we were going to have our second child. And now I got to look at her in a fucking casket. How in the hell, 3 weeks ago, we were supposed to have another child. And now I'm looking at her in a damn casket. That's a sign for people's lives need to get right. A lot of you guys behind the scenes, I didn't say this, but I'm telling you, I saw there's a lot of people that was at that service that was doing this. A lot of y'all praying to Satan. A lot of you guys doing sorcery. A lot of you guys doing bullcrap. And you play like you love the Most High so much, you playing both sides. A lot of you guys are sacrificing folks. A lot of you guys are in evil organizations. You better get yourself right. You better start calling out fallenness and evil when you see it. Stop trying to please every fucking body. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to my podcast, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. Follow me on Instagram at KingJudah23, KINGJUDA23. and also on Facebook at JUDAHLYFE, Judah Life on Facebook, okay? Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace. One love.